What are your impressions of Trubisky?
He's a young quarterback. He is athletic, in my opinion. He's dealing with, you know, the growing pains. It's just like any other quarterback, any other young rookie player. And we just got to make sure that we make it as difficult for him as possible. He's playing at home. So we want to make sure that we give him, you know, different looks, not let him see what we're in. So disguise a lot, you know, just do different things like that, kind of have him on edge. But I think he's a good player, and he's going to grow into becoming a great quarterback.
Have they kind of taken the handcuffs off him lately? Because for a while he wasn't throwing the ball at all. Mm-hmm. And then I know Saturday night it was like a good amount. Have they let him open
it? I think so. And then again, you gotta let someone grow. You don't want to put too much on someone's plate if they can't handle it. And I'm not in their organization. You know, I'm not in their room, so I don't know exactly what they're teaching them or telling him or how they're guiding him. But just going based off of how rookies are and how young guys are, you can't just throw everything at him. You kind of got to let him, you know, adjust to things.
He's been sacked quite a few times, I've noticed. Mm-hmm. Can you guys get to him then, you think?
We'll see. We'll see what Greg Williams have in his playbook and see what we'll call.
Christian, I know one of your goals was to make the Pro Bowl this year. Were you a little disappointed it didn't happen?
You know, for me, you know, I'm going to just keep going hard, keep grinding until, you know, I reach one of my goals. But right now, you know, I'm trying to win the game. That's where my main focus is. Trying to, you know, get our first win that I built this year. And, the Pro Bowl will take care of itself, you know. As long as I keep on, you know, chopping at the wood and keep on doing what I have to do personally, that'll take care of itself. But right now, I'm just worried about getting the win. That's my main focus. That's the number one priority for me.
Talking to Duke a little while ago, he was mentioning that at this point, with everything that Deshaun's been through, that his confidence is probably shot. And it's up to you guys, family, friends, to try to help keep him. I'm just wondering, what are you noticing like that in Deshaun, and what role are you playing in maybe trying to help him out a little?
That's the National Football League. You're going to have your highs, you're going to have your lows. And him coming in here and, you know, asking to, you know, carry this team, you know, asking to, you know, be that front runner guy. You know, it could be tough. It could be a tough toll for someone. But, you know, Deshaun is, in my personal opinion, he's been handling it so well. He's, you know, been showing up every day, being attentive in meetings, you know, still trying to improve and get better. And just, you know, my job is almost that big brother role. You know, I've seen it. I've been in the league. I saw the ups and downs. So you just got to keep going. You know, got to have that tunnel vision. Just block everything else out. Try to get better. Try to be the best that you can be. We have his back. You know, that's our team. That's our quarterback. So I can imagine how hard it is for him. But he's taking it well. You know, he's not pointing fingers. Not complaining. You know, he knows what he needs to get better at. And he just, you know, keep. Chopping that wood, like I always say. And it's up for us as his teammates, you know, make sure we keep encouraging him, because we know it's tough for him. But make sure we let him know that he's not in it alone. You know, we're all in it together. We're a team, and we're going to stand behind him.
Jordan, go ahead.
They've had some great running games, a handful of games over 200 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. How much of a focus is that for you guys this season?
It's always a focus for us to stop the run. That's what we take pride into. So we want to make teams try to pass the ball on us. You know, we don't want them to ever get a run game started. But, their run game has been pretty good. You know, they have two dynamic backs. One of the backs, you know, he can stretch out and go, you know, play like a receiver type guy. You know, they have, you know, a lot of weapons in their backfield. So, it's up for us to make sure this week we have special emphasis on tackling, not letting a guy get yards after a carry, you know, yards after a catch, you know, things like that. We just got to make sure that we gang tackle, not let him, you know, be explosive from, you know, making a guy miss and getting a chunk of yards or, you know, falling forward, getting 4 yards here, 5 yards there. So we just got to make sure that we hone in on the first person, make a tackle, next person, make sure he's secure on the ground.
And specifically about Jordan Howard, he's
been playing really well. He's over 1,000 yards. So, you know, we got to make sure that we don't allow him to be a spark. And like I said earlier, we want to force them to throw the ball and be in uncomfortable positions. And we want to make sure that Trubisky can try to beat us with his arm and not just an easy run game attack.
Guys look at this as our chance, our shot to get this victory?
Yeah, you know, we take it in one game at a time. You know, this is our next opponent, so that's how we just take it, you know. Whoever our opponent is for that Sunday, that's our main focus, is to win that one game. You know, we kind of say it like it's a one-game season, you know. This is everything, you know, this game right in front of us. We have a chance to go out there and win. I think that, you know, we'll have a good practice week. You know, see what are the best plays that we can get into and to call, and then make sure we execute that on Sunday.
Christian, what was last year like when you guys won on Christmas Eve, and how sweet would it be if you guys could do that again?
You know, last year, you know, it was a great feeling in the locker room. Obviously, we didn't want to be back in this position, but, you know, winning late in the season like that last year, you know, just goes to show you, like, the type of men that's in this room, that's in this building. And, you know, I think a win right now would definitely be something that the city needs, something that the fans need, and something that we need. So we're making sure that we do everything in our preparation this week to go out there and execute and bring home a W to the city.
Being an underdog, I think you guys are like 6.5 point underdogs or something like that in this game, is that almost a little bit of a slap in the face?
Nah. No one's worried about who's saying who's an underdog or who's going to win, this and that. I mean, that's all it is just people getting things hyped up for the game. I don't really pay attention to none of that. You know, it's any given Sunday, anything can happen. You know, so I don't really get moved by that.
Because Joe got that first alternate for the Pro Bowl. What kind of jump have you seen from him? I mean, year one, year two, last year he wasn't playing very much. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a different position. The jump he's made, what have you seen out of him this year?
Ah, man, Joe, he does a lot of stuff that's, you know, that goes unseen, you know, a lot of studying. You know, he's the middle linebacker, the Mike of our defense, and it's a lot on his plate. So just his mental focus, you know, how he prepares every game, just, you know, being able to really be a full-time starter in his second year, he's done a tremendous job. You know, he's the type of player that he wants to be perfect in everything that he does. He's steady working hard, steady trying to, you know, become the best that he can be. And I'm just excited for him to you know, have been able to, you know, see him evolve into the player that he's becoming. And he hasn't scratched the surface of how good he can be. So I'm just excited to see him just take off and just, you know, the sky's the limit for him. And, you know, that's something that's big. Everyone is chasing that. And for him to get in his second year, that's just something that's crazy to me. And, you know, like I said, he hasn't even played his best ball yet. You know, he's still learning. It's only year two. So I'm excited to see where his career go after this season that he's having, which is, in my opinion, a great season that he's having. So, you know, I just wish him the best. You know, I just told him today, just, you know, keep going. Like, be yourself. Keep getting better, and, you know, you never know what happened. The sky's the limit for him.